est là, je n'attends pas. Je m'en fous. C'est une heure. Nous n'avons qu'une heure aujourd'hui. On va commencer, hein, les enfants.
We are going to begin.
Alain Bellet, il vient.
Oui, c'est
hein.
Pas sûr.
Bon, elle qui enlève. Et qui enlève le S. Là.
Est-ce que d'abord, Sylvia lui a envoyé une invitation?
Oui. Je dirais très franchement, c'est facile à répondre.
Je vais chercher mon chargeur dans la chambre parce que je Thierry, bonjour.
Bonjour Thierry.
Maja.
C'est bon, je l'ai enlevé.
Ok, merci. Ok.
Okay, good morning, everybody. We are going to begin our session. Today, we have a very short session, a 60-minute session. We are going to speak about the development department and about the public accountability. It's a department of ICANN, and we are going to listen to Lauren Allison, who is going to speak about that. So, Lauren, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Tijani. I'm sorry, but I'm going to speak in English.
I'm going to talk a little bit about, if we can go just to the first slide, the agenda. Thank you. A little bit about our department. I'll give you a brief overview of what we do, spend the majority of the time with you today talking about our latest activities, what's on the horizon in each of our focus areas, and I'll leave time at the end for some questions. So what is the Development and Public Responsibility Department? For those of you that are hearing about the department for the first time, to give you a bit of background, the concept of DPRD was born out of ICANN strategy panel on the public responsibility framework. For those of you that were yesterday in the public interest session, that was chaired by Ní Cuinear. He led that panel, and it's an integral part of ICANN's five-year strategic plan for FY16 to FY20. And it's part of our efforts to build a global public interest framework also. Our work is informed and guided by regional and community input. Later, we'll talk about how we have taken all of the feedback from the community and are revamping our different programs as well. So our areas of focus, we have three main areas of focus, and then we have other projects that we also take on in the background. So our first area of focus is supporting education and academic outreach. Some of you may have used ICANN Learn before. That's overseen by our department. We also seek out academic partnerships to support our efforts in capacity building. We also have a track that is supporting the next generation. So that's things like the Newcomer Program, the Fellowship Program, Next Gen at ICANN, and anything like remote participation as well. We oversee the organization of that and the remote hubs. Then we also participate in cooperation to strengthen the ecosystem around the domain name system. So those are partnerships in the domain name ecosystem and beyond, such as the Net Mondial Initiative, the World Economic Forum, and a new venture called YouthCom, which I'll talk about later. And then we also help with providing content for background conversations on topics like public interest. The session was held yesterday, and auction proceeds also. So this is our most recent, if we can flip forward one slide, this is our most recent infographic, and it is upside down. Wow, it's drunk. It was at the Afralo showcase last night and got back a few hours ago. This is on Twitter, so if you follow Nora or myself, this is on Twitter, but we'll skip that one. So I'll go to our first focus area, supporting education and academic outreach. At Dublin, we launched the new ICANN Learn platform. We wanted it to make it easier for people to take courses, for people to be able to put them up. Thank you, Cheryl, for the thumbs up there. Hopefully it's good. We have 50-plus courses across English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Russian, and Chinese platforms. We have more than 900 users signed up across all languages, and more than 300 courses have been completed across languages since Dublin, which is quite fantastic. Our course texts are complemented by videos and quizzes. Easy-to-use course creation tools allow for content to be provided by community users, university professors, and ICANN technical staff. And we really do rely on the community for support there. It is free. It will always be free. It's free to create a course, it's free to take a course, and it's free to sign up for the updates as well. So our next one, if we flip forward one slide, we also partner with universities to provide courses that educate officials, diplomats, etc., as well as potential community members. So upcoming next week is the USC Annenberg Internet Diplomacy Spring Institute, which we're helping support also. That'll take place the 13th to the 19th of March. So the next focus area is supporting the next generation. So these are people who are at the start of their journey with ICANN. So, for instance, we have the ICANN Fellowship Program, and I can see some former fellows in the room today. At ICANN 55, we have 40 fellows. 21 of them are new to the program. You can do the fellowship program no more than 3 times. This slide shows where they're from. 8 alumni have been coaching the new fellows, and several are returning fellows. In Marrakesh, we have a strong showing of returning alumni. Some are self-funded. Some are funded through Francophonie, their employers, ICANN as members of one of the communities. Some are serving as mentors. This is the first time we're running a mentorship pilot at an ICANN meeting. And we also are looking, and I'll talk about this later, this is a 10-year anniversary of the ICANN Fellowship Program. We have heard a lot from community members that there's a need to reevaluate certain aspects of it in order to improve it, and we conduct reviews of all of our programs. So at the moment, we are looking to evaluate and further enhance fellowship by starting with criteria. So this is our timeline at the moment. We've had a kickoff meeting. You can see the names of the staff that are involved at the moment, helping us with background research and input. And we have Gisela and Heidi are both on this as well. We are looking to see how can we make the fellowship eligibility criteria stronger while also meaning transparency and meaning an objective list as well. So hopefully by our June meeting, we'll have a good update on that too. The next slide talks a little bit about our community mentor pilot, part of the stakeholder journey program that is going across ICANN at the moment. This pilot enlists members of the ICANN community to mentor new members of the ICANN community. So it's usually people from our various SOACs that are interested in supporting former NextGen members, fellows, or people that are new to the SOACs and constituencies. So that's our newest pilot. If we flip forward one slide. ICANN NextGen. We have 30 NextGen participants currently here at ICANN 55. This is the largest group since we started this program with the help of .Asia. It differs from the capacity-building nature of Fellows Programme, as it's meant to provide regionally-based, internet-governance-focused individuals into an education into ICANN's processes. So this is for 18 to 30-year-olds. It's the regionally-based, so it's wherever our meeting is, that's where it takes place. We also run the Newcomers Programme. 400 individuals pre-registered. This was as of last week, and I'm sure the number was much higher as newcomers. We run an all-day session, usually on the Sunday before a meeting, to give everyone a really good background on the ICANN world. I still take go to the Newcomers session, and I learn something new every time. So I encourage you to go next time round if you're available. So our next focus area is our cooperation to strengthen the ecosystem around the domain name system. One of the newest updates in this area is a YouthCom pilot program. This aims to localize ICANN further and complement programs like NextGen and Fellows at the regional level. So you can see the dates of the upcoming workshops that will be held to inform and educate young people and leaders in internet governance and in the internet governance ecosystem. So we have Morocco, April, Ivory Coast in March, Congo, April, South Africa in June, and Kenya in May. Then our next slide has our internet cooperation. So this is our cooperation and collaboration with external organizations to support programs and projects that are in line with ICANN's mission and mandate. So things that we have there are the NetMundial Initiative. ICANN was an organizing partner along with CGI.br and the World Economic Forum. The NMI's Inaugural Coordination Council coordinates all of its activities, and they recently had a meeting in Madrid. Then with the World Economic Forum, there is a program called the Future of the Internet Initiative. It has 5 focus tracks that are aimed, also including internet governance, that are aimed to catalyze new models of public-private collaboration with the aim of increasing affordable internet access. So 2 other things that we work on in the background as well, just to give you an update on these and really encourage you to participate in the process. The new GTLD program auction proceeds, as some of you may know, we're now getting to the stage where we're discussing what to do with the new GTLD auction proceeds. The GNSO have kickstarted a drafting team for a cross-community working group on this. So they are going to hopefully be developing the charter for a cross-community working group in between now and the next ICANN meeting. Then if we flip forward 1, and sorry, this is out of date, this session was held yesterday. Another thing that we're looking at is the topic of public interest. So the strategy panel that recommended we establish the department that I now work for also looked at the definition of public interest. It put forward a definition of public interest within ICANN's remit. However, there is a need to discuss and explore that further. So yesterday, and I do encourage you, if this is something that you're interested in or have expertise in, please do listen back. And I know Uralo actually held a session on this at ICANN 54. All of the transcripts, Adobe Connect, translations, etc., will all be up online. But the session was very good, very well attended. In addition, for conversations on this topic, we have a wiki space. And we also have a mailing list. Please feel free to grab me after the session and I can sign you up here now onto the mailing list as well. But on that wiki space, we have resources into what a living inventory of where the term public interest comes up in ICANN's documents. We have research into how the departments understand the term currently. We have online resources from blog posts to academic articles. We have a good sort of plethora of information there. So if this is a topic you're interested in, please do grab me. And then that's really my presentation for today. I'm happy to take any questions on any of our programs. As I said at the start, our programs very much are dependent on community feedback and regional feedback. So if there are gaps that you see currently, I can let you know one thing we're looking at is gender diversity. We're starting to explore that topic as well, and that has been a major question in the last couple of meetings. So the more feedback we get, the better our programs will be, the more multi-stakeholder model ICANN will be, and that's a better ICANN. So thank you.
Yes, I have a good morning. We're here for the recording. I should wait.
Thank you very much, Lauren, for this presentation. I really thank you for this presentation because your department is doing everything which is needed for those young people. Education, mentoring, the last project of the Youth Comp program, etc. I think that you spoke also about the cooperation with the internet ecosystem. I didn't see the Internet Governance Forum. You spoke about everything, but not...
So that the reason it probably wasn't mentioned up there is because all across ICANN, we cooperate with the IGF, but it is a very important part of everybody's work. It's not specific to our department, because all of our VPs, all of our teams do work with the IGF, but it is a very important and integral part of the Internet Governance ecosystem.
Thank you. Also, I don't know if the community will be involved in the Youth Comp program, because we are doing almost the same.
Yes, the Youth Comp pilot, if we can go back a few slides. We'll get it up there. So yes, it is one of the big needs that we have identified, and I know at large have identified it as well, and are doing fantastic things over the next day or so with the university students, is that when we go to a place for an ICANN meeting, we run a program and then everybody leaves, and there's not enough localization before we leave to leave good structures in place. So we are really trying to look at what we can do that is more long-lasting. So if anyone is interested in the YouthCom pilot projects, if you're from Morocco, Ivory Coast, Congo, South Africa, Kenya, please do reach out to me afterwards, and I'm happy enough to pass on information. But it's Tijani's right, it's a very, very important thing that we look at how ICANN can provide lasting impact in regions, so that when we leave a meeting area, that's not our stop and go.
Thank you for that, and I would propose that you inform the community people from the location, so that if they are interested, they can speak up, because they may not know about it. I see two hands, Biran and Wafa. So we will start by Biran. Perhaps the questions may be asked in French if you want, because she understands very well French. So if you want to ask your questions in French or in English, it's the same. So Biran, go ahead.
Thank you, Lauren, for that informative presentation. Thank you, Tijani. I don't know if we can go back to the slide on the Youth Comp, because we have some students from the university from Rabat that Tijani and Aziz organized for them to join us for yesterday and today. And I think it would also benefit them to know more about this program. Maybe if you could just sort of, because I know you were sort of rushing through those slides, if you could just concentrate on the Youth Comp bit so they understand what they can get out of it, and the next gen as well, so they know that the next time ICANN comes to Africa, this is something that they're also eligible to apply. So if you could just do that. Thank you.
Super. Thank you, Baran. I think if we go to the Youth Comp slide, it's the one with the map. There we go. So the Youth Comp pilot program is being organized in conjunction with our GSE Africa team. What we did was we looked through different locations that we had existing relationships that maybe could be strengthened throughout the continent. So what these are very tailored workshops that are going to be run by internet governance experts. Their target audience is young people and people that really want to get more involved in the IG ecosystem but don't have a chance to come to an ICANN meeting. They're not just ICANN specific. They'll talk about things like the IGF, etc. So it's being organized by a community member as well. And like I said, these are the dates that are coming up. So if you are based in one of these countries and want to know more, please do come over, and I'll give you the contact details of our organizer. For the Next Gen at ICANN program, this started up at Singapore 2 times ago. It was organized in conjunction with I think it was back three slides. It was organized in conjunction with .Asia. We realized that one of the big gaps in the multi-stakeholder model is young people. There are not enough young people involved. Well, there were not at the time enough young people involved at ICANN meetings. So this is a tailored program. It happens at every meeting. We're doing a special version of it for meeting B, and you know, bear with us on that. We might have a few teething problems. So it will bring, it brings 18 to 30 year olds from their local region to their local meeting. Every single morning they meet with different leaders in ICANN and leaders in the community. They get to ask one-on-one questions with the CEO, with the chairs of important community groups, with those that are really active and passionate about youth engagement. And it's hoped that this is kind of their catalyst for being involved at ICANN. So one thing to note, there's a lot of former next-geners at ICANN at the moment, and the structures have actually decided to take them on and mentor them and bring them back, which has been really fantastic to see. I know particularly NCUC has two or three that they've kind of adopted and brought in outside of any of our sponsorship that we had available. They've been able to bring them in and support them as well, which has been really fantastic. So it's hoped that this lowers the barrier to entry for young people, connects them with people in their region, and also connects them to the ICANN structures. So thank you, Varun.
Thank you, Lauren. Wafa.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I was so fast. I wanted to ask, I think you have already answered some parts of my question. I wanted to ask about the Compilot program. We didn't hear about this program. These programs, we are not aware about them. And I wanted to ask, how did you show the countries how to apply for these programs?
So this is for the YouthCom or the mentor? YouthCom. We worked with a specialist who specializes in building workshops throughout Africa on internet governance, but for general audiences. So what he did was he looked at any of the places that we already have connections with, but where we would be able to use those connections to better build the structures there. So local universities, etc. So that's how they were chosen. But every country has its own justification in terms of what the DNS ecosystem is like in the current region, the state of youth engagement, etc. Morocco was obviously chosen because when we leave here, we do want to be able to make sure that people are still involved as well. So that's our starting point in April. So that's why our regions were, our countries are chosen. This is just a start. This is a pilot. You know, we do evaluations of everything that we do. So hopefully we will evaluate this, and it might be something that we can provide a toolkit for on ICANN Learn that other people can go and do in their region as well. We're hoping that this is a good model for people to follow.
Thank you, Lauren. Once again, you have to make use of the community, because those are not the only countries where you may have connection. You have very good connections through the ALSs, through the at-large ALSs. And everywhere you may find an university where you can do this kind of activity. So it's a pilot program, okay, but I encourage you to broaden it through the community members who knows exactly how to make venues available for you. Yes, Heidi, please.
Yes, this is Heidi Ulrich with ICANN staff. If I could add also, because given the local knowledge that these are groups, our at-large structures have of their youth, many of them do exactly the same thing. They go into the schools. They've been doing that for years. They know the issues, the topics. So I think the program would just be strengthened if there could be some local input along with staff. Thank you.
No, yeah, that's super. And if there are people here as well that have special expertise in this, please do, you know, we really do rely on the community for our programs and for sort of making the models that can be used, because there are so many best practices, particularly amongst the at-large structures, on how to do this. This was just an initial pilot, so unfortunately we can't cover every country, but if we get a good model, that would be really fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you again, Maureen. Thierry, yes, go ahead. In French, if you want.
In French? Naturally.
So I listened to you with attention, Lauren. And I think it was very interesting for the NGO that I do represent, which is an observer which is in Yaoundé. And we work with a regional organization called OADA, 17 countries. The role of this observatory, which is dependent on the OADA, is to look at the operations of OADA, if it's functioning properly, why is it not, in case it's not operating properly. So we spent a couple of years working on electronic communication, and we have a lot to learn. I said so in a meeting a couple of days ago. Connectivity is a very serious issue that we do have in Gabon. At Douala, it was working well in Gabon. The cable arrives in Gabon. But in Yaoundé, the capital of the Cameroons, the situation is difficult. So we have a lot to do. We're here to observe, like I said. And I was here to push a little bit young people in my organization to be interested in information technologies and the use of the web and the internet. We have very good technicians in Cameroon. We have an African Institute for Technology Science, lots of qualifications, but we have to go farther. We have to learn more about why it doesn't work. We have to improve the situation, and people like me, we follow those meetings at ICANN. We are, I think, well informed. I was part of the Internet Society, so I know about the Internet issues. But young people at the observatory level in Cameroon do not have this knowledge. They have to be trained. They have to learn more and know where to go to find information. So they will need you.
Tout à fait. Et Lorraine est ici. Elle a écouté ce que tu as dit. Elle va en prendre compte. Maintenant, je m'adresse à ces jeunes, à nos ONG. Je veux que vous posiez des questions, posez n'importe.
I'm talking to those young people. You can ask any questions. All the questions are good. Do not hesitate to take the floor and ask a question.
Ma question c'est que, par exemple.
Question will be the following: when you live far away, they cannot come for trainings. Have you thought about that? What do you do if they live too far away? Thank you for your question. I will answer in English.
We don't just focus on meeting events. We do have a lot of events which try and make meetings more accessible to people that are new and people that can come to the meetings. However, with ICANN Learn, our focus is really being able to reach people that cannot come to ICANN meetings. So we have a lot of background information that is tailored towards people that will never be able to get to ICANN meetings, but that they're still able to participate. It gives them information. So, for instance, one of our newest courses, the GNSO, did a very, very good video course. It allows people to go through, see the faces, because putting faces to names on conference calls is very important. And then at the end, encourages them to get involved, and they would be able to then reach out and get involved with the GNSO as well through each of their groups. Then another thing as well, and this is done in conjunction with our global stakeholder engagement colleagues, their role is to go and engage in areas in the peripheries where there are not ICANN meetings or where there has been very little engagement before. And Thierry also mentioned the issue of connectivity. So we have people based, for instance, in the Asia Pacific, where there is very, very bad connectivity. So it makes their job a little harder. But they go out and educate and engage with people that would really not have a chance to engage with ICANN otherwise. So it's really important, and it's something we try to take into consideration with everything that we do. But we try to blend making ICANN meetings easier, making engagement in the community easier, and then engaging with people that won't get a chance to meet someone otherwise. So, but it's a very important point, so thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Aisha, la plateforme...
ICANN Learn platform is really great. It's a great platform because you can find all the basic training material, glossary. You know, we have many difficult terms at ICANN. And specific to ICANN, you have a list of all those terms with explanations. And regarding training, at-large training, we have a group, and I am in charge of it, and we do webinars. We do training webinars. Those training webinars, we work together with Lauren so that they're part of ICANN Learn, and you will be able to access those sessions, those training sessions, later on, not on real time, but later on. So you can use ICANN Learn. There's still a lot to do. It's not perfect, but this platform is really great. Other questions? Fatna? My name is Fatima from Mauritania. Thank you very much, Lauren, for all the information that you gave us. This is really interesting. And we are much interested in it in my country. And the platform you talked about, the e-learning platform, is really great. This is fantastic for us. We're very excited about it. Just like you said, I hope it's in French. That counts a lot. Could you please explain to us the Next Generation program a little bit more? We'd like to know more about the Next Gen, because we want students to be involved. We want to contribute to the engagement. We want to turn those young people into activists. We have some young women that... want to do some startups. They're entrepreneurs. They need some help. We need to help them out with information technologies. We want women to use internet much more. You know, Google does a woman tech maker program, and I want to see more young people and more women. So give us more information about Next Gen, and tell us what is in French as well. And congratulations, Afralo is doing great, ALAC is doing great with young people. This is an opportunity for us to have a stronger engagement and to teach them about sharing those technologies. You can see ICANN Learn. You can see the address. It's in French.
And we also have Chinese, and we're looking at also Thai, and we're looking at getting different platforms. Our problem is content. We need community to help us with content. So if you teach a course, please do let me know if you would like to put it online. We can get it up there, but we need to have the content in advance so that we can put it up there. So we have some wonderful community members who are teaching courses online. It actually is really great for you personally to be able to teach an online class, but we really do need the content to be given to us. We can translate it as well. And we also proof check everything, etc. And we have wonderful community volunteers who help us with that as well. So that is up there. In terms of next gen, you mentioned something that it's very important for us as the issue of gender diversity. So we, I think at NextGen, currently we have more females than males, but we take in gender diversity in into everything that we do. All diversity comes into play, but for instance, on our selection committee, there's gender diversity, and we make sure that we pair NextGeners up as much as possible with community members that can mentor them as well. Something that we are starting initial conversations on is the concept of gender diversity in the ICANN multi-stakeholder model more generally. And Cheryl, I will be coming to find you soon. but we want to look at what is the state of play currently. I think ESSAC has 2 out of 40 members are female. But other ones, I think at large, has great diversity. That is something that we're looking at. And yes, the information on NextGen is all online as well. But it is 18 to 30-year-olds, regionally based. Our criteria are people that have a little bit of knowledge about the internet governance ecosystem and ICANN, but because it's meant to be an entry program, our criteria is not as high as, say, for instance, fellowship, where it's really trying to get people linked up with each of the groups. It's very much a first stop. So we have lower criteria in terms of knowledge, but we provide beforehand ICANN Learn courses for onboarding. We have webinars to make sure that every NextGen participant is prepared as possible for the ICANN meeting, because this can be a bit of a baptism by fire for anyone new, particularly with the acronyms. That's quite heavy as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Aisha, deux choses. Premièrement, la plateforme.
So, Aisha, two things, Aisha. The ICANN Learn platform is multilingual, even Arabic. Arabic is here. Not everything is translated in all languages. But you can find content in Arabic, in French. Secondly, regarding NextGen, I was part of the selection committee for this meeting. And I tried to have Mauritanians come in. I talked to people from Mauritania. I wanted to have a list of young students so that they can participate in this program. It's important that you find students that have a project, that did publish something, that have something to show, something they've already done, so that they can share an experience. NextGen is quite advanced. And I encourage you, for the database, to help us find young people that are much interested and already did something in that field.
Permettez-moi de parler en langue arabe, si vous voulez. Non. سوف انطلق ممن انتهت اليه ال.
سوف أتكلم من دو.
English.
Oh, I'll start talking from where we left, especially about Africa, and also what I believe is very important is the spread. Now, today we are asked to deal with the governors of the internet, and that there are several things related to the internet, especially like in between the youth and what we see the most use of the internet is really to them is Facebook. There are, of course, other venues to use the Facebook, to use the internet for opening venues and broad-minding the youth. There are so many uses for the internet, you know, for the humanity in general. That's from one aspect. From the other aspect, yesterday, while I was observing what they call, what you guys call gouvernement, GEC. I said to myself, why is it that there is such an entity representing the government? Why don't they send also an entity to represent the internet? However, what I mean here is the representation between the societies or the venues that is available, you know, within ICANN. I don't know if you got the idea or not. I'm suggesting that the transformation or creating some sort of an entity or organizations, civil organizations that would actually basically work within that configuration. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think If I've got your question, I think what you look for is actually what you find in at-large. At-large is the home for that. At-large is the place where people from all different backgrounds can come together. And at-large is probably has one of the highest workloads I've ever seen of any community group ever. Oui. Celui-ci, c'est... Yeah. Oui.
J'ai dit que at-large...
So I said that at-large is part of ICANN. What I would propose is a framework which would be outside of ICANN, an organization outside of ICANN. So maybe a consultative framework... Just like GEC. You're talking about outside organization. The GEC is part of ICANN. At large is part of ICANN as well. What you propose is to have organizations outside of ICANN.
Interprètes en français et en arabe. Si vous ne dites pas,
I wanted to let you know that you have to give your name. You have to give your name for the record before you speak, because when we lire transcript, it's going to be written men or women. So please introduce yourself before you take the floor. Thank you.
For the record. So if I understood correctly, it's you would like there to be more events that are aimed at people that are not already at ICANN meetings, particularly for those people that aren't governments or business backgrounds. I think with the new meeting structure that we have, and that we're now in meeting A of the meeting structure, I think that what at-large is doing is very, very interesting. So, for instance, we have the students here from Rabat. Later this afternoon, we're going to a local university. As well, we have all of our NGOs here today as well. So I think it's very important that ICANN goes outside its boundaries. And I think with this new engagement structure, that's something that will definitely be done. Yesterday, the high-level government meeting, I think that's happens, I believe, once every 2 years, once every 3 years. But with the new outreach and engagement aspect of our meetings, that is something that's very, very important. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a first student, please.
Come speak in the microphone and tell your name, please. Okay. You have one.
Hi, good morning. My name is Rania Imri, and I actually came from the students at Rabat. Actually, I have a little remark. I know that the ICANN is doing its best to put a lot of things on the platform, the iLearn, but and with different languages so that people can actually get to it and learn something. But actually, there's a little problem here in most African countries is that we have the highest prices of internet, and so not everyone can actually get to this platform and learn something from it, even though you're trying to put the courses in different languages. So this is actually my little remark. So that people can't really actually get to this platform. Not most people can actually get to this platform. Thank you.
This is Lauren Ellison for the record. Thank you very much for your question, and thank you as well for coming. I hope your ICANN experience has been good so far. That is a really important point, and one of the things we look at is trying to make our courses as easy as possible, but still keeping them interactive for people with bandwidth issues. So there is an option to download some of the courses so that you don't have to stay online for them, so you can get them and... but still, that has an impact as well. So go ahead, Heidi.
So thank you. This is Heidi Ulrich for the record. Again, extremely important points. What we have also available, and all of you have received USB drives with these PDFs of the beginner's guides, and they also are all in all five UN languages plus Portuguese, and if any of you happen to speak that. But anyway... Do take a look at those beginner's guides. There are a lot on at large, but there are also many on all ICANN issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heidi and Lauren. And the issue raised by this young student is very important. That's right, that not everyone is have the possibility to access internet. And most of people in our countries don't have a continuous and affordable access to internet. So what Heidi said is very good. This is an effort from at large, but you are in charge of learning. I think that if you make available courses on USB drive, on our podcast, if possible. It would be very, very helpful, and the community, the ICANN community in those regions, can distribute it to the universities. To I don't know. We may have a plan for it. Aziz is asking for the floor. Aziz, go ahead.
Thank you, Tijani. Just merci.
I would like to thank my my student who speaks. Very good English. Personally, I will implement this platform, and you will have the class given live, so you won't need the internet for that.
Okay, I have several speakers. So I don't know the real order, but I will go like this. No, I will not go like this. Thierry, go ahead.
Very well. Thierry Piet-Poudol in French. The level of connectivity, the price can be an issue. It can be expensive to connect to the internet. So I would like to bring your attention to the environment in those countries. The level is not the same in each and every country. You're going to have a meeting in Ivory Coast and in Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo. The climate is not the same. Those two countries are part of the AOEDA. association I was telling you about in Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, is very interested in the web for businesses. They have laws, they have rules for internet in Côte d'Ivoire. I remember they have several about information technology, information society in Ivory Coast, but in Congo, it's much difficult. They joined OEDA a year ago about, and this country in Congo was, how can I say that, was pretty frozen before regarding law, the law, the business law. They used to use the Belgian laws from the 19th century, so they were 70 years late, and even more. And this is going to be necessary for you to be very, very attentive to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and you know, to make sure that you have no tourists.
Thank you. Thank you for the advice. Tijani speaking. Thank you for this advice. Now we are going to give the floor to Aisha. Okay, thank you. Aisha speaking. I'm from Morocco, NGO from Morocco. I wanted to speak about the idea that this woman had. Can we ask for USB keys? Because some people are living far away so they can work on the class, and it's easier for them if they have a small budget. I thought that it was also good for the student universities. She had a good idea. The student here had a good idea because the internet is expensive and sometime we have accessibility problems. So it can be very important to work that way. Thank you. Fatma, you have the floor now. Fatma from Mauritania. Yes, I wanted to speak about this idea from this student. She, as Jerry also said, all countries are not the same as Morocco. We have different levels of accessibility. And these students in Morocco are coming from easier sector of the society. So in some places we have an accessibility problem. So these kind of ideas are very important for us. So if you can work about that. Thank you very much, Aisha. Tijani speaking. Sean, you have the floor.
Much this is Sean for the record. Thank you, Laura, and thank you to Tijani for and Aziz for organizing this session. I think Adia has really mentioned the point I wanted to make about the courses, but I also want to remind the students that there is relatively abundant bandwidth throughout this week, and you can actually try as much as possible to pull as much of the courses during this period so that you can share with your colleagues back in school. The other option that you may also follow is that, I think Aziz has said, you wouldn't have problem with accessing the resources within your university. You may also combine resources and download from one source, and then you can share. If I remember correctly, I think within Atlarge, we're also trying to have this small offline e-books or something. So I think we could also get those to you. Maybe anyone that comes to the ICANN meeting in future, we can always also give the soft copies to them to send back to you at home. Thank you.
Thank you, Shan. We are running out of time. I'd like to... Cheryl, you want to speak?
Very briefly, Cheryl Langdonor for the Transcript Record. The e-books are exciting, but they're also somewhat different if you're familiar with them. Our e-books to date are not just information sharing or infomercials, as I think we could probably suggest somewhere elsewhere. They are literally a true and accurate record of the webinars, which are specifically for capacity building and education. So it's a very valuable resource. It's a pilot program, and it's something that I think if we take further would be very, very worthwhile.
Thank you, Cheryl, to introduce the point I wanted to raise at the end. we have a capacity building working group in at large, and we make webinars. Webinars are easy to access since if you don't have connectivity, you may be called on phone. You don't pay anything, and you can participate by the telephone without paying anything. So tomorrow we will have a meeting of this working group. Please come, and we can tell you how to do and how to benefit from it. I am told that we have to stop this meeting because there is other people are waiting. So I will give the last words to Lauren, to tell us what she may say.
Super, Lauren Allison for the Record. Just once again, thank you very much for having me here, and a special thank you to the students as well for coming. I look forward to catching up with some of you later on our field trip. Just to say that we do really rely on community feedback to improve our programs, and we rely on community input to help shape them and build them. So our email is up there, dprd@icann.org, or you can grab me, reach me. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much for having me.
This is Heidi Ulrich, just very briefly. We're going to be putting up, this is the series of capacity building webinars for the students. So we very much, perhaps Professor Hilali could inform you when these are on. We're happy to send him the link, and he can perhaps forward that to you to get you to participate onto those calls. They're actually developed, these topics are all developed by the community. So this is exactly the hot topics that are being discussed at the moment for increased learning. Thank you.
Yes, and again, tomorrow we will have a meeting of the Capacity Building Working Group where we will speak about those topics also, as is the last word.
Thank you very much. Aziz speaking. I wanted to complete what Heidi said and also the idea of the rest of the group. We can organize. In the university, we have some teleconference rooms, so we can organize some teleconference with the students in the university, and we can have a direct interactivity with you. I think it's a good idea.
Now, out of time, so thank you very much. And bon, okay, go ahead.
Proposition. Parce que...
I wanted to make a proposal. I'm Hajar from Tunisia. The question asked for this student was very interesting because it's a big problem we had. We have the connectivity and the price of the connectivity to internet here. So what can I can do? There is the Aziz proposal to organize classes, courses in the universities, but I can also do something to help us to work with us to make it easier for us.
ICANN ne peut pas intervenir sur la couverture.
Sorry, ICANN can't do that. We can give you some USB keys. We are organizing capacity building sessions with through teleconferences. You can participate with your phone. You won't pay anything. You can participate without any internet connection. So this is what we can do. This is the only thing I can do. I'm sorry.
Merci.
Juste pour tous ceux et toutes celles qui vont participer à la réunion.
For those who are going to participate to the ALAC and GAC meeting, this meeting is going to take place.